This is Jordan Seculo. In yesterday's hearing, former fired FBI Director Jim Comey proved that he is one of the leaders of the shadow government.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Mr. Comey has now admitted that he is one of these leakers. And from before this president took office to this day, it is overwhelmingly clear that there have been and continue to be those in government who are actively attempting to undermine this administration with selective and illegal leaks of classified information and privileged communications.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Let's go right to Washington, D.C. Our dad, the chief counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow, joining us just for the first segment of the show today. He's been very busy in Washington, D.C. Dad, good to have you back for a minute and on camera.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be here just for this segment because I've got to go make a very important visit. But let me say something here. Obviously, the testimony was dramatic yesterday, but I think it leads to what should be charges against James Comey. We'll be joined by our senior counsel, Andy Economou, who's literally drafted hundreds, thousands of indictments on the leaking of the information. I mean, James Comey is the leaker in chief. Now, a lot of you have been asking. We've seen this on Facebook. We've seen it, heard it on radio. Are you going to help the president? How can you help the president? Well, let me just be very clear on something. You know, I've been practicing law for 38 years. If the president of the United States asks you for legal advice and you're a lawyer and you're serving your country and the Constitution, you do it. So yesterday and the day before, the president asked, and I was happy to help, to join part of the legal team, join the legal team that's involved in the defense of these issues. These are serious constitutional issues, Article 1, Article 2. I mean, these are big issues that are developing. And Mark Cassowitz, of course, is the president's lead lawyer. He's leading the team, but I am happy to help. And a lot of you have been asking to have a voice on this. Well, you do. And I want to thank all of you on behalf of the American Center for Law and Justice for allowing us to do it. This is what it means. Obviously, I'm having to be in Washington more these days than in our media center, but that will ebb and flow. But I'll be on regularly. I'll be sometimes calling in, sometimes live, like out of the studio here. But the idea is you want to have a voice in your government. This was an opportunity that opened up, and we want to take advantage of it in order to make sure the Constitution is fulfilled. I mean, this is an attack on the presidency. That's what this is. And and you heard the testimony, and you all are going to get into it, and you did a great job on radio yesterday. So to be able to be one of the lawyers helping the president, again, his lead lawyer, you saw him yesterday, Mark Cassowitz, did a very, very effective job and is a great lawyer. Looking forward to working with him and the entire team. But I wanted to be, Logan and Jordan, clear on that because people are going to see it leaking in the media, and I wanted our folks to hear it first.
Leaking in the media. But you know, and you indicated already you said yesterday, I mean, you were there during the hearing. I think that, you know, that's
yep.
But there's been some, you know, people that have asked about it, obviously, very directly. And just for our radio audience to know, it doesn't stop the work of the ACLJ and the other work
that we're doing. Oh, no, it's part of what we do.
Helps, yeah.
And this, again, everybody has called for, you know, I see it all the time in the comments, you know, get Jay Sekulow back inside
minutes.
The White House. Get him out there helping this team. And now I think it's clear for everybody to know that has occurred now.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is work. We've done this in other administrations. When it was in the national security stuff for President Bush, we were involved in the implementation of the various security measures that were going on. I was on the faculty for the Department of Justice and doing all of our work at the ACLJ at the same time. So we can do two things at once. We can do 100 things at once. We've got a great team. And I got to tell you, this team has worked around the clock, literally, on this. And I appreciate it. All right. You know what? I've got to go to a meeting. Andy Economou is going to be joining us. Share this with your friends. Call us with your questions. We'll be back with more in a moment. 1-800-684-3110.
All right, folks. We've got a lot to talk about today with Jim Comey. We want to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110. Facebook and Periscope as well. I think that was, you know, we've made a bit of our own news.
Yep.
With that announcement from our dad in Washington, D.C. And again, I think that underscores everybody, and we appreciate you joining. And
all the kind words that are coming in right now. Thank you so much.
Because it's been a very busy week for all of us, and I know I've got media all day today. I'm sure he does as well. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. We'll break down more. Comey lied again to Congress, had to be corrected by DOJ.
A new bombshell from Planned Parenthood's latest report shows abortions are going up and abortion industry profits are skyrocketing. Every year, big abortion slaughters over a million babies. That's two babies killed a minute every hour of every day. It's horrendous and unthinkable. At the ACLJ, we're working to end these atrocities. We're directly engaged in the biggest pro-life cases in America. We just filed our critical reply brief in the biggest pro-life case we've taken to the Supreme Court in years to overturn a dangerous decision that could shut down pro-life pregnancy centers. The first of two major pro-life cases that we're taking to the Supreme Court this summer. We're battling the abortion industry's billion-dollar taxpayer-funded resources in multiple federal courts. And to win at the Supreme Court, we need your tax-deductible support right now. Stand with the ACLJ. Support our work. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. I want to set this up with this with Jim Comey, how he lied yet again. So he lied again in testimony. He did it the last time he testified as FBI director and the first time he's now testified as a fired former FBI director. He had to be corrected once again by this time his former agency, the Department of Justice, because he said he never was told anything. Do we have the sound on that? Let's play it for everybody, the question and the sound.
Is your knowledge of the extent of his recusal based on the public statements he's made?
Correct.
Okay. So was there any kind of memorandum issued from the Attorney General or the Department of Justice to the FBI outlining the parameters of his recusal?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. So on March 2nd, this is from the Department of Justice. For those of you who watch on Facebook and Periscope, this is their press release. This was a memo sent to Jim Comey, actually emailed to Jim Comey from the Attorney General's Chief of Staff. And in it, it says that given the Attorney General Sessions' participation in President Trump's campaign, it was for that reason and that reason alone, the Attorney General made the decision on March 2nd, 2017, to recuse himself from any existing or future investigation on any matters related to the way the campaign for President of the United States. Mr. Comey stated he was not aware of any kind of memorandum issued from the AG or the Department of Justice to the FBI outlining the parameters of the recusal. However, on March 2nd, 2017, the Attorney General's Chief of Staff sent the attached email specifically informing Mr. Comey and other relevant department officials of the recusal and its parameters. Jim Comey is a liar. Okay, this is someone who, when he's asked a specific question, and obviously that's what that Democrat senator, that's what she wanted him to say. So he said it exactly what he wanted. No one ever told me anything about why I did the recusal. And yet he's got a memo. Now this is why we said Jim Comey wanted to make this public. The whole reason that was public was because of Jim Comey. But that he better be careful. Now he's under oath. And again, he's at least misrepresenting information. Is it perjury to the extent prosecutable by law? I mean, it could be. It depends on the extent of how informed he was. Is there, by the way, you could go and investigate without even bringing the charge yet. Did he open that email? Did he see that email? Did he read it? Did he print it? You can get all of that information from those government computers. And I think that, again, that just shows you when it's about other individuals and he's, you know, calling people liars, saying things about the Attorney General of the United States. He can't recall. He didn't say, I don't know. He could have said that. He said there might have been, I'm not sure. He said that often, a lot, many times. But he didn't hear. So he's already The last time he testified, he had to have it corrected by his own FBI, and it was really outside crazy stuff. I mean, you know, it was hundreds of thousands is what he said. It was three or something like that. This time around, he's got he's now lying about what the Department of Justice informed him about the recusal of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Now, we have prepared, because of the admitted leaks, I think it's Andy joining us now. We have one of our senior counsels, Andrew Conn, who's been a prosecutor, a former assistant U.S. attorney as well, but has done a lot of prosecutions even after that, working on behalf of the state. Remember, prosecutions come from governments. They do not come from your private outside counsel. It's so in this case, these would be federal prosecutions from the Department of Justice brought against you. And we've actually drafted an indictment. And let's go right. Is Andy is on camera in Washington, D.C.? Hey, Andy, you're joining us now. Explain to people. I've got the draft indictment with me as well. But explain to people, this is not the provision at law here is a part of the criminal code. It's a section 641, 18 U.S.C. 641 about taking things from the government of value. And that includes intangibles. And you've drafted just a short indictment of Jim Comey.
Yes, this is a code section, Jordan, that deals with people who basically convey documents that belong to the government or to an agency of the United States and who convey those documents to third parties in the form of records of conversations or records of interviews and things of this nature. And what we have seen in looking at this code section is that by drafting a record of the conversation that Comey had with the President of the United States and then conveying that record without authority after he had ceased being the director of the FBI without authority, conveying that record to a friend of his with the Columbia Law School named Daniel Richmond, he essentially committed a federal crime. And what we have done is I have drafted what is essentially an indictment of Comey, a simple one-count charge that says he violated federal law by conveying without authority a document of the Federal Bureau of Investigation to this man, Daniel Richmond, that record constituting a record between the defendant and the President of the United States.
And then, you know, it has to be of value. Here, the idea, one, that he did it to get a special counsel appointed, and the special counsel was appointed just a day after his supposed leak. Now, I think he leaked even earlier than that. He didn't admit that under oath, but the New York Times was reporting well before the president tweeted about supposed, you know, he better be watch out for tapes and not leak. And by the way, wasn't the president correct? Because then he started leaking. But I'll go back to Andy on this. This could be a felony or a misdemeanor. Either way, a crime.
Right. Jordan, I think we have to recognize that the document, the record that is leaked does not have to have value in it. There are four different categories of documents that may not, that is without authority, may not be transmitted or conveyed to parties. So regardless of whether or not the document is a thing of value, if it is a record of an agency of the United States, and in this case we're talking about the Federal Bureau of Investigation, if it is a record of that agency and it is conveyed to a third party or to another party without authority, then regardless of the value of the document, the person who conveys it has committed a federal crime, because in my draft indictment, I say the grand jury charges that on or about the 16th day of May, 2017, in the District of Columbia, the defendant, James B. Comey, did without authority convey to one Daniel Richmond a record of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, an agency of the United States, said record being that of a meeting between the defendant and the President of the United States, all in violation of 18 United States Code Section 641. That is sufficient to state a federal crime.
There's issues also with the Privacy Act, Andy. I mean, there's the privilege. What, you know, Jim Comey also saying, you know, this isn't classified. There's questions about whether or not he could only be the source. And then I think that a bigger issue, which if you had a honest special counsel after this admission, and I'm not sure how honest Bob Mueller can be now if he knew this was coming about Jim Comey. If he knew that Jim Comey was the leak and authorized Jim Comey to testify while he's got his investigation ongoing as a special counsel, you've got to wonder about whether or not he is the right person for this job and whether this special counsel should exist at all. But the selective leaks that we've seen just related to this investigation, Andy, Jim Comey, while everything leaked about this, except for, I think it was Senator Rubio pointed out, everything leaked except for the fact that the president was never under investigation himself. And Jim Comey was unwilling to make that clear to the American people. And he was willing to go out, Andy, and tell everybody that there was a Russia investigation, but he wasn't willing to clarify, I think, what was such a key point for Americans, which is their president under review? At this point, if you're a special counsel, don't you start investigating Jim Comey and the potential for other leaks that came from him in his office?
Jordan, I would say this.
We're having a technical issue here. It's all stalled up. Let's take a phone call real quick while we wait for this. So we only got a minute and a half. Let's take one anyway. Let's go to Bob, who's calling on line one.
Good morning.
Bob, you're on the air.
Thanks for letting me on. FBI Director Comey had said that the information between him and the president, that conversation was classified. Then he declassified it, and then he turned it over to his friend and turned to the news media. Well, on May 3rd, 2017, the Senate Judiciary Committee had Director Comey testifying under oath before them. Senator Grassley of Iowa, well, I believe was the chairman of the committee, he asked Director Comey numerous questions about leaks, and the first two, I think, are very crucial here, and then I'll ask my question.
We're out of time. Hey, Bob, ask your question.
Okay. He lied to Grassley, saying that he had never shared any classified information that had relating to President Trump or his associates, and had never declassified any that he'd shared with the media. So since he said the opposite yesterday, can he be charged by Grassley and the committee for contempt of Congress for lying under oath?
He could. I mean, now Congress would have to send that to the Department of Justice, and the Department of Justice has to investigate and decide. So they can't prosecute. Congress can't do that. They can ask the Department of Justice, just like President Trump's attorneys can ask the Department of Justice to open investigation into his leaking as well. So that's how the process works. We'll discuss it more when we come back on Jay Sekulow Live.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. A new bombshell from Planned Parenthood's latest report shows abortions are going up and abortion industry profits are skyrocketing. Every year, big abortion slaughters over a million babies. That's two babies killed a minute, every hour of every day. It's horrendous and unthinkable. At the ACLJ, we're working to end these atrocities. We're directly engaged in the biggest pro-life cases in America. We just filed our critical reply brief in the biggest pro-life case we've taken to the Supreme Court in years to overturn a dangerous decision that could shut down pro-life pregnancy centers. The first of two major pro-life cases that we're taking to the Supreme Court this summer. We're battling the abortion industry's billion-dollar taxpayer-funded resources in multiple federal courts. And to win at the Supreme Court, we need your tax-deductible support right now. Stand with the ACLJ. Support our work. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. There's plenty to discuss. So we had a caller bring up the exchange between Chuck Grassley and Jim Comey. This was a hearing. This was his final hearing, right? Now, he did lie once in this hearing. We know it had to be corrected by the Department of Justice and the FBI. The caller asked about this one, about the leaking of information. Take a listen, Byte 67.
Have you ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation?
No.
Has any classified information relating to President Trump or his associates been declassified or and shared with the media?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right. Jim Comey could be in real trouble, those statements that were made under oath. Again, if a full investigation is done. But what we already know is he's admitted to a leak. I think if you look at the timeline of the New York Times, there were more leaks there from Jim Comey and his friends.
Absolutely.
Because there's no way they would have known about the supposed loyalty ask at these dinners, which, by the way, was before the President Trump sent any tweets out about tapes and Jim Comey better not leak. But Andy, you said something during the break for our Facebook and Periscope audience about what you would have done when you heard, if you were these prosecutors,
what would happen this
what
morning?
What would have happened this morning after Jim Comey admitted to these to this leak?
Right. What I said was, whoever at the Justice Department is in charge, and I don't know whether it would be Attorney General Sessions or whether it would be Mr. Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, if after I heard the testimony I heard from Comey yesterday about conveying this memorandum, this record of the FBI to a Columbia law professor, knowing that he was going to convey it to the New York Times, I would have two FBI agents, because for a subject of an investigation or a target, which he is, you have two, at his door this morning asking questions about, let's talk about this leak of information. When did you do it? Why did you do it? What did you do? And get that down in the form of an FD 302. That's what I would have done.
Yeah, I mean, so, and then again, the idea here, Andy, there is, you talked about the 302, these agency, when FBI agents take down notes, that is a specific documentation. That's also a something. Is that 302 or is that 305 when it's the FBI's
note? No, it's an FD-302.
FD-302.
FD-302, that's right.
And those, again, those immediately become government records, not records you can take home with you after you lose your job.
No, you don't take those outside the courthouse with you or outside the FBI building.
And that's another case that could be made of what these documents were. Because Jim Comey had a conversation and then takes notes immediately following because he feels like he needs to because he called the president, you know, said he would lie about it. Again, his role as this top investigator. I think there's just so many issues just with this. But I want to take people's phone calls on it. Well, I think that after, you know, it's not even been 24 hours since it ended, Almost 24 hours. But people still have a lot of questions. And listen, if you're on the other side of this, you can cherry pick moments that you think were bad for President Trump.
Yeah, for sure.
But the truth is,
overwhelmingly,
nothing about actual legality. I mean, when asked about Russia, no interference. When asked about,
it was all perceived. It was all feelings.
Well, I thought that hoping was directing. Well, you know, and then Jim Comey admitting he just wishes he was stronger.
Right. He just scared little boy. Let's go to Jeannie, who's calling on line two in California. You're on the air, Jeannie.
Hi, Jordan. I just wanted to let you know that I usually make comments on these fake news articles about Trump, whether it's on Yahoo, New York Times, Wall Street, or wherever.
Yep.
And I try to educate people, and I made a comment out there regarding one of the articles that I felt that it was Comey who was doing the releasing. And I'm doing a happy dance today because I just got validated, and I received a lot of negative backfire from a lot of the people making comments.
Yep.
That I'm all wrong.
We've and all been there.
I called the shot as I saw it, and my question is yes, he confessed the leaking one. I'm just curious as to what other things he has leaked, and I know you covered it lightly,
Absolutely.
But that's my next pointy question is what else did he leak, and who did he leak it to?
Well, and this is where again, a real investigation into Jim Comey misconduct would go. Because we know there's been so much leaked out about these investigations, except for the fact, let's play that sound. The only thing that doesn't leak is that until yesterday, finally, when it's admitted by Confirmed, Jim Comey in his document, was that, and this is after he gets fired, because he was unwilling to do it as FBI director, that the President of the United States, which I think is good for the American people to know and world leaders to know, is not under investigation for colluding illegally with Russians on trying to hack the U.S. election. That's the one item that the media never got leaked. Take a listen to this soundbite.
You know, this investigation is full of leaks left and right. I mean, we've learned more from the newspapers sometimes than we do from our open hearings, for sure. You ever wonder why, of all the things in this investigation, the only thing that's never been leaked is the fact that the president was not personally under investigation, despite the fact that both Democrats and Republicans and the leadership of Congress knew that and have known that for weeks?
I don't know. I find matters that are briefed to the Gang of Eight are pretty tightly held.
You know, again, I think it just underscores the idea that there's something really wrong happening inside of our intelligence and law enforcement agencies. We've been saying that before Jim Comey was fired. We've been saying that before President Trump even got elected, and that whoever became president was going to have to reform them. It's now up to President Trump. I think that everyone knows that this was going to be met with a lot of criticism from those on the left, but that they also wanted Jim Comey fired. I mean, they're all on record saying if it was Hillary Clinton, yeah, he should have been fired. But see, again, it's this double standard if you are President Trump. But at a certain point, we cannot let these individuals inside the government feel like they are above the law when it comes to their job. I mean, Jim Comey, again, he has decided when he is going to not just be the investigator, but the prosecutor. That was in the Hillary Clinton matter. And say, I'm not, you know, we're not doing it. He decided to go along with what Loretta Lynch did. You know, a lot of people said yesterday, oh, he really threw Loretta Lynch under the bus. You realize he did what Loretta Lynch asked?
Right.
He called it... again, a matter and not an investigation.
Even if it made him uncomfortable.
Yes, so it made him uncomfortable, but yet he went along with it. So Loretta Lynch bullies him. I mean, if this is a guy who can't, again, stand up to power at all, but again, he becomes a patsy for the Obama administration. No problem with that. And by the way, Loretta Lynch never recused herself, even though he said she had a conflict of interest. She never recused herself as Attorney General. Right. And you didn't. So I just believe that Jim Comey, regardless of where he comes from politically, was incapable of doing this job, likely broke the law, should be investigated himself, and has really cast a shadow over the entire investigation into Russia and the election. Because what do we know now? We now know that the president's not involved in the investigation. We know now that, Mike Flynn may have filled out some forms wrong. Okay. So what? That does not also prove that the Russians were. And we know that Russia was trying to get involved in our election. And you know what? They've probably done that in the past and we'll do that in the future. We should put in safeguards in place. We can investigate that. But the special counsel is going for crimes, folks. Crimes by U.S. citizens. You know, that's what they're going after. Not just generally Russia hacking into our systems. And I think that's why we need to all be clear about the parameters of all of this. We're going to continue to take your phone calls. Logan, we got a second half hour coming up. Tell people how they can stay engaged.
That's right. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Or if you do miss the next half hour of Jay Sekulow Live, we broadcast continually from the next till the top of the hour. That's at facebook.com/Jay Sekulow or on Periscope, search for Jay Sekulow, or directly on ACLJ.org. In Facebook, Periscope, ACLJ.org, or get us archived later on the ACLJ app or the Jay Sekulow Live podcast. We'll be right back with more.
New bombshell from Planned Parenthood's latest report shows abortions are going up and abortion industry profits are skyrocketing. We're battling the abortion industry's billion-dollar taxpayer-funded resources in multiple federal courts. And to win at the Supreme Court, we need your tax-deductible support right now. Stand with the ACLJ. Support our work. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online aclj.org.
to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We have drafted Andy Cotton, who is a senior counsel with the ACLJ, what an indictment of Jim Comey could look like. Not an indictment of the president, not an indictment on Russia, but an indictment for his leak. We drafted what the grand jury indictment would read like just on one provision. Now, and this would be like without doing a further investigation. Let me go to Andy Economo. Andy, you drafted this. This is all based on 18 U.S.C. 641, which is relates to government money, property, and records. So it includes records of the federal government, like records of an agency here, the FBI. This is not based off an investigation and more charges. This is a charge you could indict on, we believe, just based off the testimony yesterday by Jim Comey.
That's correct, Jordan.
So the idea, Andy, that again, this type of document, just to explain to people, and again, the only people that supposedly have it are Jim Comey, maybe his law professor friend, and maybe – we're not even sure. You know, people kind of assert that the special counsel has it. I think they would have to figure out, is there a timestamp? Is he really correct about this being contemporaneous? But he has thrown this all out there, so I think we can assume it exists in some shape or form and that it was leaked. We don't know the accuracy of it. He even said under oath, and I think I found this peculiar, Andy. I wonder if you did too, that he wrote the documents in such a way so that they would not be classified so that – he could what, leak them in the future and not be violating the classification laws, which are more federal statutes you can violate, because this committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, is able to access classified information, not in a public setting. So he's saying he wrote it, not with all the facts, because if he included all the facts, it would be classified in his opinion, and thus the public wouldn't know about it. The Senate and the special counsel investigating, they'd still be able to access this, but the public, Andy, wouldn't get to know about it.
Well, that's exactly what his intention was. His intention, Jordan, was to draft a document that was unclassified so that he could then say that he did not violate any law by leaking classified information. But what surprisingly he didn't know is that there is a federal statute, and for a person who was a U.S. attorney and who was in the Department of Justice in Maine Justice as principal deputy attorney general or whatever he was at the time, not to be aware of 18 United States Code 641 is pretty pathetic, because that statute prohibits anybody without authority from conveying information that is contained in a record of a government agency, here the FBI, to another party. And what he did was he did exactly that. He took a record of a meeting that he made while director of the FBI between him and the President of the United States and conveyed it, this memorandum, in May of 2017, to a friend of his at Columbia Law School, with knowing that that was going to be leaked to the New York Times. And he did it for the purpose, he said, of making sure that the goal that he schemed to accomplish, and that is to have a special prosecutor or a special counsel appointed, occurred. Then, what I think is even more reprehensible, is he goes to Mr. Mueller before he testifies before the Senate and talks to him about clearing his testimony. You said something earlier, and I'd like to follow up on that. How independent can Mueller now be?
Yeah, I think that there's a huge question about the actual special counsel's role and whether or not he should be resigning today. You know, if these folks had, again, if they were honest, credible folks, they would step away. I think that they've cast too much, if they really want this investigation. They've cast too much doubt on their credibility. And how about we find a special counsel who doesn't know Jim Comey personally and doesn't talk to him before he testifies? And I do think there's some way to be said that if he let him testify, it means that Jim Comey, who should be the main witness for him, has no actual actionable information against anyone. We'll be back on Jay Sekulow Live.
A new bombshell from Planned Parenthood's latest report shows abortions are going up and abortion industry profits are skyrocketing. Every year, big abortion slaughters over a million babies. That's two babies killed a minute every hour of every day. It's horrendous and unthinkable. At the ACLJ, we're working to end these atrocities. We're directly engaged in the biggest pro-life cases in America. We just filed our critical reply brief in the biggest pro-life case we've taken to the Supreme Court in years to overturn a dangerous decision that could shut down pro-life pregnancy centers. The first of two major pro-life cases that we're taking to the Supreme Court this summer. We're battling the abortion industry's billion-dollar taxpayer-funded resources in multiple federal courts. And to win at the Supreme Court, we need your tax-deductible support right now. Stand with the ACLJ, support our work. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. There's much to dissect with Jim Comey. I think that, you know, a lot of it, I'm doing some interviews today on Fox News in about an hour after this broadcast, and then later on this afternoon for Fox Business, maybe some others as well. There's different parts to kind of pieces of this testimony, and I want to answer people's questions on it, because I think that kind of directs the answers we want to give. And we've kind of gone through our view, which is there's some issues that Jim Comey now could face legally, criminally, and, you know, him being this head leaker, really. If you get the FBI director as a leaker,
who can you trust?
Who can you trust? In the video we played during our break for our Facebook and Periscope audience, he talks about how, in his opinion, do we have the sound? It wasn't a government document, and so he could just share it out.
Willy-nilly.
This, to me, is wrong by law. He was drafting it on a government computer, at least in one situation, in a government vehicle.
Yeah.
And he's the FBI director.
Clearly you don't understand the law and how it works.
Yeah, I mean,
FBI director.
And I don't, you have to remember that a lot of times there's a lot of laws on the books. Mm-hmm. They think that, oh, it's not classified. And there's arguments about that too, like classified.
Well,
there's different levels of classification. Right. There are classified, you know, there's top secret. There's classified.
Little C, big C.
Confidential is a different kind of classification. And there's different parameters for how to handle that information. But he said, I made sure not to include any classified info. So you mean that these memos and documents don't include your full discussions? Because if it did, then it would be clear that your discussions you had with the president would be covered by classification and privilege, so you couldn't share them with the people, but he felt like he could just go out and leak this stuff. I mean, whenever he felt like it, take a listen. I bite 56.
Why didn't you give those to somebody yourself rather than give them through a third party?
Because I was worried the media was camping at the end of my driveway at that point, and I was actually going out of town with my wife to hide, and I worried it would be like feeding seagulls at the beach if it was I who gave it to the media. So I asked my friend, make sure this gets out.
That's not what he, by the way, Senator Blunt didn't say, give it to the media with your name attributed to it. He's like, why did you go through another party, send them your memo, and have them leak it out?
Right.
Why didn't you have just the guts to leak it yourself or issue a statement, right? Make a statement, because certainly he acts like he wanted to hide from the media, Logan.
Right.
Let's remind everybody the reason why there was the Comey hearings yesterday and all this information out there. because Jim Comey said, if I am testifying, you must have some of this testimony be public. He demanded that as part of his agreement to testify before
100%. This was all him hugging the spotlight, as I've said. This was him giving himself another moment, because every few months, it seems like when we think we're finally done with James Comey, he creeps back into our lives and has something else to say. So again, that's what we've been discussing today, and I'm sure he loves that he's the topic of discussion. I just probably think that everyone else had hoped he'd come out with a little bit more. Hopefully that smoking gun would have appeared, but instead, if anything, he did damage to not only his own brand, but to the brand of the people going after the president.
Yeah, let's go right to the phones. Plenty to talk about. Logan, let's go.
Yeah, let's go to Sharon, who's calling in beautiful Huntsville, Alabama. You're on the air, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm glad that you said that you're going to be talking on Fox later, because I have some information regarding the hearing that I don't think anybody else is talking about.
Yep.
First off, let me just mention that I was an assistant to a presidential appointee under the George Bush administration through a contracting company, so I had to be bonded. I had to pass a lie detector test, and I could not reveal any privileged information that I came across, classified or not, in that position. And Comey is certainly way above that pay grade, so how in the world he felt he could do what he did is beyond my comprehension. Something I also want to point out, and this is where I'm getting to, before I get to the point I want to make. Comey wrote the memo, he said, after his discussion with Donald Trump, President Trump, and then purposely did not classify it. That shows he recognized it as a government document.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good point, is that he already knew that this was somehow official in nature. And that's all it has to be to violate this one statute. You know, if you go through the statute we're talking about here, we drafted the indictment against Jim Comey, 18 U.S.C. 641. This has nothing to do with confidential. It's just government property, and includes these memos. And by the way, courts have held intangibles count. So it doesn't have to have a tangible value in the sense of a specific monetary amount. And of course, here the value could be that he was trying to provoke the government to appoint a special counsel to investigate here. So I do believe you're correct. I think that there is some information too. His info on Attorney General Sessions, who as Attorney General will have to testify a number of times before different congressional committees. But this idea that two things have been disputed. One, Department of Justice said that is not true, that he just ignored Jim Comey when Jim Comey said, I don't think that the FBI director needs to be, you know, with the president alone in these communications. And Department of Justice has also corrected that, and they've said that's not true. General Sessions staff, General Sessions informed the Attorney General that, right, you know, he would explain the appropriate roles of the government to them. And then second, the idea that he somehow knew that Jeff Sessions was going to recuse himself 2 weeks before it happened. I mean, there are some questions again about, you know, he referenced he didn't want to be like J. Edgar Hoover, but in his first meeting with the president, he takes forward this, and the president is the president-elect at that point, gives him that dossier, which has those salacious allegations, all untrue. That's what he starts off the relationship with. That is acting like J. Edgar Hoover. The inability to clarify to the people that you're not being investigated, even though you're going to tell everybody that there's a Russia investigation involving your campaign contacts. But you won't clarify that it does involve the President of the United States.
That's right.
This is someone who needs to be in real trouble.
All right. And we'll see what we can do about that. Let's move on and take some calls. Let's go to, it's a little bit different topic, but Andy's calling in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on line 3. He's been on hold about 35 minutes. We want to make sure we get to your call. Andy, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Logan and Jordan. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to the paperback release of Unholy Alliance.
Thank you.
Jordan, let me just say this. Comey seems to be in more trouble now than the Cleveland Cavaliers. my question is, other than Mr. Mueller withdrawing, is there anyone that can dissolve the special counsel? Does the president have that authority?
Does the president have authority to dissolve the special counsel? Yes, through the Department of Justice. And this would be the acting attorney general in this matter, who's the deputy AG, Rod Rosenstein. But yeah, I mean, there you can make a case that the president can stop any investigation, start any investigation they want. Certainly the special counsel, we do not have an independent counsel office. We don't have a Ken Starr anymore. That law that had that office expired in 1999. It wasn't reauthorized by Congress. So there's not these are not totally independent. They are subject to the review ultimately of the Department of Justice. So yes, the president could do it. I think politically, obviously, you could see the issues that would come to the forefront. But it's a certain point, it may have to be done.
All right, let's continue on. Let's take one more call before we head into break. And if you want your voice heard, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Jim in Florida on line one. Jim, you're on the line.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Yeah. Quickly, I think we need to be careful we're not going down rabbit trails here, because the macro picture, which I think is showing that Hillary Clinton, while under an active criminal investigation, the meeting with Lynch and with Comey, Director Comey, who was the director of both cases of the FBI, under an active criminal investigation, he didn't choose to leak anything at that time to the media to request a special prosecutor, whereas President Trump, who was under a congressional inquiry, difference between an active criminal investigation and an inquiry, and yet he saw fit to leak to the media to differentiate. He treated them disparately. Yet one was a active criminal investigation, the other was not. Yet he unilaterally chose to pinpoint, wait a minute, Trump is just under a congressional inquiry and an FBI inquiry, whereas Hillary Clinton was under an active criminal investigation.
Yeah, listen, there was a lot. Listen, Jim Comey admitted he got played by the Obama team and never, you know, went out public about that. Instead, he actually carried water, and then it got overly complicated. You know, his duty to report is kind of made up. This duty to correct the record if his reason why he didn't announce that the president wasn't under investigation because maybe later they would have to, that is not a real duty. These are all these protocols and policies. They are not laws. They do not govern actions. You don't violate the law if you do it or if you don't. So, again, this is Jim Comey making up how he wanted to proceed on his own. And listen, he did what Loretta Lynch asked. He never called it an investigation. Called it a matter. And then he announced it was over. And then he came back and reopened it, which was so bizarre. And then closed it again 2 days later. All around an election. I mean, for that alone, I wish the Democrats would just be honest. Be like, this guy, no good. Okay, just not good. Should not be FBI director. It was the right thing to see him go. Whether or not you think there should be an investigation about the Russia stuff or not, it shouldn't be anything involving Jim Comey. And don't take anything from him, especially his own personal notes that he somehow wrote, but he's claiming wasn't actual government notes. It was just private Jim Comey, except for when he wrote them, he was the FBI director. Let's remind people that. We'll be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. A new bombshell from Planned Parenthood's latest report shows abortions are going up and abortion industry profits are skyrocketing. Every year, big abortion slaughters over a million babies. That's two babies killed a minute every hour of every day. It's horrendous and unthinkable. At the ACLJ, we're working to end these atrocities. We're directly engaged in the biggest pro-life cases in America. We just filed our critical reply brief in the biggest pro-life case we've taken to the Supreme Court in years to overturn a dangerous decision that could shut down pro-life pregnancy centers. The first of two major pro-life cases that we're taking to the Supreme Court this summer. We're battling the abortion industry's billion-dollar taxpayer-funded resources in multiple federal courts. And to win at the Supreme Court, we need your tax-deductible support right now. Stand with the ACLJ. Support our work. Call 1-877-973-7425. 989-2255 or go online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. All right, in this segment, we take your phone calls. And I know that people have got plenty to say on the Comey matters. Yep. Let's get to them.
And one, oh, well, I was saying one line was open, but just closed up. Let's go take the calls. Let's go in order. Let's go to Jennifer in California, in Folsom, California. You're on the air, Jennifer.
Hi, Jordan Logan. Thank you for having me on. First of all, just first question is, you know, James Comey, you know, said yesterday, testified under oath that, you know, he woke up in the middle of the night, you know, knew he had to get this information out, you know, needed to leak it, needed it to get out, you know, because of what Donald Trump had tweeted about tapes, possibility of tapes, basically. And, right. You know, we all know the dates aren't lining up because that tweet was after the fact.
Yep.
So did he perjure himself yesterday?
Possibly. You'd have to get an investigation going to prove it because, I mean, I've got the timeline.
He'll correct
it's,
himself,
it's certainly
I'm sure.
suspicious because here we go. He gets fired on May 9th. On May 11th, the New York Times has the story already on loyalty. That is what prompted President Trump to tweet, Jim Comey better not leak or you know, stop leaking, because it appeared that he already had leaked to his friends. That's what the New York Times reports, friends of Jim Comey have told us that he was asked about this loyalty. And then there's May 6th. So then there's the May 12th tweet that supposedly Jim Comey said was the reason why he had his friend leak the memo. Now, he may have been careful there and said, that's when I said, here's the full memo leak. Maybe leak some other stuff before. But to say that that was the impetus for why he started getting information out, I do believe was wrong and could be actionable by law and could have been illegal to the committee because you have evidence that there were already leaks happening from his private conversations with the president and meetings by his friends, the same info that is in the memos. It doesn't add up. But again, we'll continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. The timeline is not helpful to Jim Comey.
That's right. Let's continue on with these calls. Let's go to Mike in Missouri on line 5.
Thank you for taking my call. We're blessed for all your guys' hard work, and we sure appreciate it. And I have a comment, and I hope I can go away through it because I hope that other people feel like I do. I mean, talking about being mildly nauseous, I mean, we are sick. You know, people like the Clintons and Comey get away with all this stuff. Last summer, a 22-year-old sailor took 6 pictures of his work spot on the sub, which evidently was wrong. He didn't leak into the press. He didn't share them, but he got convicted. I mean, 10 years ago, my wife, her employer was withholding taxes from her check and wasn't paying them in. Well, IRS come after her, threatened her with jail time. They withheld her entire paychecks until, you know, everything was paid back.
Well, this is the sick part, right, Mike, is that these government actors, which are actually supposed to be held to a higher standard of law, especially law enforcement officials, and yet you see they get under oath and they lie. And they get to correct their record. You and I go under oath and lie. We go to jail. And we're assumed to be guilty by the government. You know, we're prosecutable as these private citizens. They seem to be insulated. And it's the opposite. It should be harder to bring a case against an average American person than it is to bring a case against an FBI director with the duties and the laws that govern their actions.
That's right. Let's continue on and take a couple more calls. Before we are out of time for today, let's go to Greg, who's calling in Maryland on line 2.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question and maybe a comment afterwards. On a couple of different occasions, Director Comey has testified that the FBI never had direct access to the DNC's computers.
Yeah.
That they relied on contractors to provide the information.
Right.
Now, it seems to be something as important as that the FBI would have firsthand information on that.
Yeah, I mean,
and I was wondering why.
Especially when you make the comment, Greg, and I'll let you go ahead, but when you make the comment, Greg, that you're absolutely sure the Russians hacked the DNC, which he did yesterday under oath. I mean, how is he absolutely sure if the FBI never got a chance to look at their servers? But go ahead, Greg.
Exactly, and especially when the contractors seem to be part of what's, you know, doing all the...
Yes.
leaking and everything else. But then the next thing that you know gets me thinking is, well, what does the DNC have to hide?
Well, I don't think they wanted to actually get to the full extent that it was maybe wasn't as big of a deal. The information was already out there, so they weren't hiding that. I think that there's a real problem there, is that the DNC did not want to comply with the FBI's investigation. They said, no, here's our private service. Now, we're supposed to take for, as you said, these contractors who tell Jim Comey the Russians did it. And then he goes under oath and says, I'm absolutely sure the Russians did it, except for the FBI's never seen the server. You bring up excellent points. And again, I think it's why people can moan and complain about this. I think at the end of the day, the Democrats are going to really overshoot with this. They're going too far with it, and American people are going to have had enough.
Absolutely. All right, continuing on. Charlie, Cleveland, Ohio, on line four. Charlie, you're on the air. Actually, hold it. Yep, Charlie. Yep, there you go, Charlie. You're on what? Now.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call. No I just problem. Wanted to say that Comey stated that he generated the memos and left out the classified info. So that means, A, they're incomplete. Secondly, that he made them with the intent of leaking them. And the second thing is, since the conversations were with the president privately, doesn't that make 100% of the content classified?
I think that
you can make the argument.
You make those arguments. And again, that's what this is all about. I will tell you that this law professor, because he lists himself as an advisor to FBI Director Jim Comey on his bio at Columbia Law School, he could be liable. Okay, he could be liable as well. I think it's an easier case against Jim Comey, but he could be liable as well, depending on how involved he was as an advisor to the FBI director, and is he obviously continues to be an advisor now to the fired FBI director. Let's try to take the last couple of calls.
All right, let's go to Jim, who's calling on line three. Jim, you're in the air. On the air.
Hey, Jim.
Maybe in the air. Jim, you there?
Hello.
Yes, Jim, yes. Go. You're on the air.
Hey, just got a question. Comey's got a piece of paper that he is not supposed to leak out of the department, and yet he gives it to a law professor friend of his for the specific purpose of passing it along to somebody else. A law professor teaching law, should he have not known that this was a piece of paper
past that. This guy is not just a teaching law professor. He was, he knew Jim Comey. He's at the U.S. Attorney's Office. He was at the Department of Justice inside the criminal division. And so he's a criminal law specialist, and he's an advisor to the FBI director is how he has it listed. Yep. Now, he hasn't clarified on Columbia Law School, his bio, the FBI director is now a former. And I don't think he'll say fired, but maybe former should be noted there.
All right. Should we try to get Robert?
Yeah, let's take
Robert,
that last
very
call.
Very quickly. You got like 30 seconds.
Go ahead. Hello?
Yep, you're on the air.
I was wondering if the Comey memo has been compared with his laptop to ensure that it
we
was.
We have no idea.
Haven't seen it.
Understand, Robert, that the senators asking these questions, I'm talking about those Democrats too, have never seen these memos. We don't even know if the special counsel has them. And we certainly don't know if the time stamping on them, was he handwriting and then typing it up? And you know, when he started sharing it with his friends, was he sharing it before? You know, he never said he shared it with the FBI folks. He said he told them. But he felt like he was confident. So, no, none of this is known. It's why Jim Comey is not credible. Now, folks, we'll have more to talk about this week. Stay with us on Facebook and Periscope, too, because we're going to be doing interviews throughout the day. We tell you that on social media, so you can tune into those networks and check out our interviews as we continue to discuss this testimony from Jim Comey. We'll talk to you next week.
A new bombshell from Planned Parenthood's latest report shows abortions are going up and abortion industry profits are skyrocketing. We're battling the abortion industry's billion-dollar taxpayer-funded resources in multiple federal courts. And to win at the Supreme Court, we need your tax-deductible support right now. Stand with the ACLJ. Support our work. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online aclj.org.